Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This might be a slightly shorter show this week, might it, Tony?
It might be a little bit, yeah.
Because this is coming out a couple of days earlier than we would normal, so we haven't got our normal contributors sending us stuff in time, and that's our fault, not theirs. I'll explain why during the show, but fuck me, I've got a big week this week. Anyway, Tony, I'm so impressed with you for being ready to make this show this evening. I'm not even going to make you announce the name and title of this band and their single for the first track. Am I nice? Am I nice?
You are nice.
This is Mela Valantha and Adesso Basta. So, you're listening to the Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It would be additional material time, except that I haven't actually got any yet. So, I haven't got a lot to say in this bit. I might ask you early. You were doing things this afternoon, weren't you? Doing anything good?
We knocked it on the head in the end. We were going to go to a bathroom and something show. Kitchen, bathrooms and bedroom show in NEC, but
rock and roll.
Exactly. Well, yesterday we spent all day taking a ceiling down of the house, and just frankly just couldn't hack it today.
So you're so domesticated. That band, Tony, that band Mela Valantha, they sent us through an email direct saying, will you play us on the show? And I had a listen and went, yes, I will.
Oh, nice.
I do like a little bit of Italian ska punk. What do I know is, Tony, what is their website?
manavalanza.co.it?
No, manavalanza.altavista.org, and Alta is A-L-T-E-R-V-I-S-T-A, Vista, www.thehighwaymen.org. Paulie with Internet One, Tony Neil. As you know, I'm going to be in Las Vegas in a couple of weeks' time. You knew that, didn't you?
I did.
And one of the bands I'm going to be meeting up with while I'm there are called The Objects. We played a couple of tracks off their latest album. Fantastic album. And I picked this track, and the same day I picked this track, I got an email from The Objects saying, have you seen our new video? And it's a video of this track. Right, and it's so bad. I mean it's brilliant. But there's a bit in it. Look, I'm going to tell you, the song's called Lethal Lips, and the lead singer of The Objects has got lethal lips, and she goes round in this video being pretty lethal. And there's one bit in it. I'm watching all of it. I'm taking all of it. And there's one bit in it when I went, no, I'm not having that. I am not having that at all. Everyone listening to this show has got to just go onto YouTube or go onto The Objects page and type in The Objects, O-B-J-E-X, Lethal Lips, and see the video and watch it, and you'll know exactly the bit when I said, no, I'm not having that. I'm not having that. It's out of order. It's a brilliant video. It's really, really good. Make sure you check it out. What I know is, what is The Objects MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheObjects.
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/Objects LV. OBJEXLV. Paulie Pin Internet 2, Tony Neil. This is Lethal Lips. Listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
That's okay.
That song is great, but the video is out of order. Trust me, you've got to watch it. It's out of order. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you do want to leave us a comment, please do so. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. See you remembered. And leave us a comment on our wall, like our page as well, obviously. And we'll read them out. Please do that. Alternatively, if you are on Google Plus, go to there, gplus.2/punkyradio, or search Punky, and add us to your circle of friends, and leave us a comment on our wall, and all that kind of Google Plusness. But back to Facebook, we've got two comments. First one from Josh Murphy, who says, I like the new little preview thing that gets posted as well as the Planet Smashers. It has been a while. Maybe get some of the newer TNS stuff or some Phenomenals future weeks.
Oh, well, Tony, we are going to be getting some of the new TNS stuff soon, I think, because there's a new compilation out, and I'm hoping they'll send us it.
Hmm. And, yeah, the preview thing, we post it every week for the past 5 years, but this is the first time we've posted it on Facebook, so...
Yes,
that you like
that's
it.
Why we should, Tony.
Yeah. Well, we post it on Mouse MySpace every week as well, but I don't think it's lit much exposure.
No.
Does it?
Make sure it goes on Facebook.
Cool. And another one... Margie Gianni, who says, I really like the Dweller's new single. Slam bam, stick it to the man. Thank you very much. Then you were
quite
right.
It's a bit Gary Glitter. it is a bit Gary Glitter, but it's not. It's a bit, you can't, I don't want to call it, it's a bit, I want to say, it's very glam rock. It's an excellent glam rock track. And we've had the band that are on with the Dweller's on the 30th of March on Holloway Road, I think it is in North London, are also a glam rock band, and they've sent us some stuff as well.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Glam it up. That's it for Facebook.
Well, that's been very well done, Tony.
Thank you very much.
Next track, a complete departure from the last one. You'll see what I mean when we play it. we played a track by Mummy Short Arms before. They're a Glaswegian band, I think. I've just been Glasgow. I'll tell you all about it after this, because it's a horror story. Anyway, in the short term, this is, if they're not from Glasgow, they are Scottish. I think they're Glaswegian. And just, this is just not like what we normally play, but just take it for what it is. I think it's really good. This is Silicon Dream. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Mummy Short Arms, a track called Silicon Dream. What is their Facebook page?
facebook.com/mummyshortarms.
Mummy short arms. Yes, it is. facebook.com/mummyshortarms. Tony 1, Boy of the Internet 2. And now, what happened to me in Glasgow? Oh, God. I was doing Glasgow Jonglers at the weekend, Friday, Saturday night. And I was flying early from Luton. I was flying 20 past 8 in the morning, which meant I had to be at the airport at 6. So what I very sensibly did was go to my mate Steve's pub, which is in Luton, very, very close to the airport. And I got there about 10:30 at night, and we got involved in a game of poker. There were 8 of us playing. I won. First time I've won a poker tournament in a long time. And I won 21 quid. I'm going, yeah, come on. I was so happy. We stayed up drinking. Mate, we stayed up drinking till 4 o'clock. And at 4 o'clock, I said to Steve, look, we really ought to get an hour. He went, absolutely right. And I went to bed, and Steve went to bed, and Lisa, his girlfriend, went to bed, and we all set our alarms, and we all slept through them. And I woke up in my comfy bed, and I was so happy, and the sun was shining through the curtains. I went, oh, what a lovely. Hang on, this isn't my bed. Hang on, this is Steve. I'm at Steve's. Hang on. Where am I supposed to be? Shit. I'm supposed to be at the airport. What time is it? 9:30.
Oh, dear.
I'd managed to miss the flight by an hour and 10 minutes. Oh, no. And it already cost me a load of money. It cost me 130 quid with guitar to get there and back. Yeah. So I then had to book a second flight. And the only one I could get was in the afternoon. 117 quid. So it cost me 250 quid just to get to Glasgow to do this gig. I got there at 5:30. I booked into the hotel. The hotel was nice. I walked to the gig. I got there at 7:30. I sound checked. Everything was fine. I went on stage. It was a terrible night, Tony. It was just, no one did well. It was awful. Oh, and it was just murder. I went back to the hotel. I didn't even stay to the end of the show. I left at half time. And I couldn't sleep, and it got to about, I eventually went to sleep about 5 in the morning or something. And then at 7:10 in the morning, there was a fire alarm in the hotel, and we all had to evacuate. Oh, God, this is bad. God. So I did that, came back, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I got a phone call from John Grizz saying they dropped me from the show, and they didn't want me down there on the Saturday night. So I'd now gone all the way up there, paid out 250 quid, and I had to pay for the hotel in advance, and apparently they're going to give me the money back. I hope so. Because I spent 400 quid to have one bad gig that I haven't been paid for yet. Didn't get the second one. Went out with my friend Valiard, who I haven't seen since Edinburgh. We had a few drinks in town. Actually, I went to a really good pub called the Something Chip. Ubiquitous Chip in Hillhead. And then I went to a pub called Three Judges and decided to forget all about my nightmare. I flew back this morning, got back, and now I've got a low, Steve. But what a nightmare 2 days. And it was like, there was more to it than me doing badly at this gig, because other people did badly as well. I had a bit of a row, and they decided that I'd been a bit out of order. You know how I can be a bit out of order, Tony?
Yes.
Yeah. It was kind of my own fault. And I go, oh, God, Paul, what have you done? It's the most punk rock I've been in a long time, put it that way. So I was just completely shafted. And then I've got loads to this evening before next week, which is going to be massive, but I'll tell you about that later in the show. I'll also tell you about a gig I did earlier in the week, which was brilliant later on in the show as well, because there was someone I met at that gig who's actually in one of the bands playing, or has been in one of the bands we're playing in the second half of the show. That's a lot more information than I thought I'd get into the last 3 minutes. Next up, also, I got, every week when we do What's On, I send an email out to all the labels and all the bands that are on the show to let them know we're on. And there's one label called Catharsis who send us stuff all the time, and I've been a bit bad. I haven't listened to enough of their stuff. And I got an email from them last week saying, why don't you ever play any of our stuff? I went, oh, sorry, right, send a link. So they sent me a link, and their stuff, it tends to be sort of the more hardcore, the punk. Some of it's fantastic. So I've picked two tracks for the next two songs from Catharsis. And they're both from a compilation called Welcome to Minneapolis. Listen out for Death and Destruction, which is a track by a band called Favela Rising. Before that, we were playing Ponks Attack. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Ponks Attack's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/PonksAttacks?
Yeah, it is. And Ponks Attacks is spelled PonksAttax. This is Ponks Vacation. Yeah.
Slow-mo pogo.
Favela Rising and Death and Destruction, courtesy of Catharsis Records. Thanks very much, Catharsis. And it's Tony 2 pointing the internet 2. I don't think I said that before, did I?
Don't think so.
What I'd like to know is, what is Favela Rising's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Favela Rising?
No, MySpace.com/Favela Rising DBeat. Which makes it probably be an internet 3, Tony 2. Haha, you're only levelling for a little while there. You're listening to Project Marvel right now. Have you got any gigs for us, Tony?
I do.
That must mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. I do have Sunday nights, which makes a nice refreshing change. It's still on Denmark Street in London, so do check it out. There's gigs on most nights, if not every night, but I'm doing the weekend's gigs as usual. So this Friday coming up, the 9th of March, it's the Witch Doctors, the Peppermint Beat, the Sly Tones, and Dick Venom and the Terror Tones. It's a Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous night.
I like the sound of this.
How much do you think it is on a Friday evening?
£6.
You're right.
Nice.
Saturday night, 10th of March, Pig, The Plague, Voice of Reason, Everything We Left Behind, and Sunglasses After Dark. It's London Calling night.
It's going to be brilliant.
Exactly. How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
This is it's the weekend of fun when they're both on, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
They both have great lineups and just brilliant.
And Sunday night, it always is a little bit different. Roo Star, that's R-E-W Star, and Pete Pawsey. No more information than that. How much do you think it is Sunday evening?
Oh, Tony. Ooh. £3.
It is.
Oh, come on!
Yeah.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
I wasn't expecting that.
I'm on a roll.
Excellent. There you go. Yeah, that's it.
So that's it. Yep. So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Next track, Tony, I'm very excited about. I'll tell you why I'm excited about it after we've heard it. But this is an oversight again by me. One of the classic punk bands of all time are the Angelic Upstarts, who originated, I think, from South Shields. And, I'll say it now. Last Wednesday, I did a gig in a place called Woodhall Spa. Beautiful gig, fantastic crowd, great time. One of the acts on was a guy called Mark Ruff, and Mark used to be in Angelic Upstarts.
Cool.
So I said to him, shit, we've never played anything by the Upstarts, so I'll see if I can find something. Oh, I did find something. I found it on a compilation CD that came out free with Mojo a few years ago. And the CD was called Destroy, and it had a load of just classic punk songs on it. One of which was one of the definitive punk songs of all time by the Angelic Upstarts. I thought, right, I'm going to play it now. Tony, what is Angelic Upstarts' website?
AngelicUpstarts.co.uk?
No, AngelicUpstarts.net. Ha! All of the Internet 4, Tony 2, this is The Murder of Little Towers. Mm-hmm.
Police kill little Thomas!
You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Are you doing anything this week?
No.
Don't worry about it. I'm doing enough for two.
Okay.
I've got to be at my mate Steve's pub again this evening to start drinking again, because at 5:30 tomorrow morning, I'm back to Luton Airport, hopefully, if I don't oversleep, because I'm flying to Budapest. When I get to Budapest, I'm being picked up by Tinky Winky the Teletubby. He is going to drive me to Salzburg. I'm going to do a gig with him and a guy called Christian Schulterlo in a pub called Murphy's Law. And hello, Brian from Murphy's Law, and thanks for sorting this out. We're going to be staying in the International Youth Hotel. Ha ha, youth. which I actually stayed in when I was 19 years old. It'll be my first time back. Next day, we wake up, we drive to Innsbruck. Well, 1:30, I've got a meeting with a bloke called Justin. You don't need to know why. After that, I'm driving to St. Anton. Well, I'm going to have a night out. I'm going to have a bit of fun. That's the Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, I'm doing a show in St. Anton. Then on Thursday, I'm doing two shows in St. Anton. You can find out more about those on lastminutecomedy.com, as you can with the gigs I'm doing on Friday and Saturday in Hitchin and Lettishworth, if I fly back all right, which feature Kate Lucas and Eddie Brimson. Oh, and on Sunday, I'm going to go to sleep. Actually, you can find out all about the St. Anton Hitchin and Lettishworth shows on lastminutecomedy.com. The show in Salzburg is just a free show in a pub, so just show up there if you're around. Hopefully, I'll see you there. What a week. Phew.
Wow.
If nice. You're wondering why I've said all that so quickly, it's because we've got internet problems. I don't want to fuck anything else up, so this is Kitty in a Casket. Kitty in a Casket and Bloody Love Song. And do you know why I played that, Tony?
Why is that?
Not because it's off their album Horror Express, but it is, but because they're Austrian. Okay. They're from Vienna, I think, and I'm going to be driving through the whole of Austria pretty much over the next few days. So hello to Kitty, you lovely girl. You might remember we interviewed her a few years ago now. That album's great. Little bit of modern psychobilly. It's sort of punk rock with a stand-up bass, but it's dead catchy. Hope you liked it. What I'll know is what is Kitty in a Casket's MySpace page.
MySpace.com/Kitty in a Casket?
It is.
Yeah.
which makes it Tony 3, Paulie being the Internet 4. This is interesting. You're listening to to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
What fell over?
A pen.
Right. Have you got a twat?
Yes.
Sorry, it's not code.
Yeah. Thanks for your twat nominations. If you do a twat,
I'm terrified now.
Oh god, I'm on tenderhooks. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. All twats proceed with thanks. Let's continue the year of the twat, and let me be surfing on a tsunami of twat for the rest of 2012.
Yes, let's surf on a tsunami of twat.
Exactly. And to help out this week is Insane Star. Thank you very much, Miss Star.
Well, you little beauty. Where are my knickers?
Exactly.
Who said I've had enough of asking nicely. Just damp them up and stick them in the post.
She said, I'm thought of trying to help your twat tsunami by sending you this. And she says, it's simply, Barclays. She went over her limit by 77 pence, pure to accident. It was the day before payday, and they charged me £22 for doing so. We all know bankers are twats anyway, so give Barclays a 10 off from me. That's some Insane Star from North Yorkshire.
Also, it is the most annoying thing in it, Tom.
Yeah, I think I did it
when
once.
That happens. And, it happens to me regularly.
Yeah.
I think it's just so disgusting. Oh, it drives me mad.
And they were in the news this week with tax avoidance and all sorts, weren't they? So, yeah, let's twat them.
Barclays are massive twats.
Yeah. So, I don't know if we've done a bank before. We might have done, I can't remember. But
didn't you say, I don't think I've done a bank before? If you can't probably remember.
True. You ready for that one?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah? Okay, so Barclays from, I think, the United Kingdom is a twat.
Yeah.
I think they are.
Barclays from Arseholeville, Arseland.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, congratulations, Insane Star. Thank you. As I say, damp them up, stick them in the post.
Cool.
Now then, which is a phrase I've never used before.
No.
Last track this week, Tone. Well done for doing a good job. I know, if you've been listening, if like the connection hasn't been too great, we've been having major Skype problems this week, but we've tried to do the best we can, haven't we, sir?
Yeah, we're getting the show out, which is the important thing.
Just about, yeah. The last track this week has come through via Antipop. Do you remember I spoke to you about them the other week, and they've got a free compilation that we advertised? We're playing another track off it now. This is a band called Old Radio. What I want to know is, Tony, no pressure, what Old Radio's website?
oldradio.co.uk.
No, oldradio.bandcamp.com. I've been a bit cheeky there, but I'm okay. Probably the Internet 5, Tony 3. This is, and something you'll be in a fortnight's time, my friend, on your own.
Now you're on your own. Old Radio. street. Both sides marching to a different beat.
Running from the people when they take back the streets. It's a never-ending cycle when you act like a beast.
Leave your feet into the dead street. Both sides marching to a different beat.
Running from the people when they take back the streets. It's a never-ending cycle when you act like a beast.
Are you on your own?
Right, it's not actually in a fortnight, Tony, that you'll be by yourself. It's in 3 weeks. That's when I'll be in the good old US of E. That was old radio. Nice. And your own. Thanks very much for listening this week. There's some internet stations we'd like you to listen to. You may be listening to one now. But a recap from Mr. Tony Hearn.
Yep, we're on hussieskunk.com. We're on 3 times a week there. It's hussieskunk.com. We're on the internet's Talk Superstation, which is talksuperstation.com. We're on Friday nights. And we're on Pudunk Radio. That's P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com. We're on Mondays, 4 p.m. Central Time. We're on... Please listen to the other shows.
I'm sorry, you have stopped talking now.
I have, yes.
And I would also like you, if you've got time, Tony, I'd like you to mention iTunes.
Okay. Please do leave us a review at iTunes. Reviews make a massive difference to us. Help us move up the featured rankings of iTunes. And only a small handful of reviews make quite a bit of difference. And it's free. Taste but a moment. Do it now. Go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up the iTunes music store where you can review us. Log in. You'll need an account. It's free. Reviewers, and we'll read it on the show. If you're not in the UK or US, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature it on the show.
I am causing havoc in Austria next week, and then I'll be doing my shows in Hitchin Lecture. I hope to see you on the other side.
Nice.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
That's about the size of it. A poog! A poog!
Bunch of guns!